Quantum Marketing Radio, the marketing podcast for insurance agents and financial professionals.
And welcome to another episode of Quantum Marketing Radio. I'm your host, Louis Hillman, alongside the Leverage Marketing Guy.
Hey, Jeff Thompson here.
And not only will Jeff be my co-host today, I'm putting him in the hot seat, and he's going to be today's guest. So we're really excited to have him on the show to talk about quantum marketing, which has been his baby for many years.
Well, the pressure's on, I guess.
Well, and it's a lot of people that have been listeners to the podcast. You know, quantum marketing really is about, different ways to increase your credibility, identify what your unique selling proposition is in the market. And really, Jeff, the thing that impresses me about what you do, it is very different than most marketers at BGAs around the country. You're really focused on showing advisors how they can better market who they are and what they're good at.
Yeah, I mean, I think, one of my passions that I've been really, when I first got interested in marketing, I guess, was probably back when I was 9 years old and had a paper route. And figured out how to build that paper route where I was running a whole district and a whole bunch of kids that were underneath me. And that was sort of where my passion started. But yeah, as far as how that sort of translated into quantum being my passion in the life industry, I started off here, successfully recruiting some new agents. And one of the things that was coming up over and over again was that they were having trouble getting in front of qualified people. And of course, having marketing as really a passion and hobby of mine since an early age, I knew ways to help people grow their business. And so the good news was I was able to help some producers and really successfully grow their business, and in some cases exponentially grow their business. And even to this day, you see marketing's number one life producer, doubled his revenue over last year, and we're set to do it again next year. So exponential growth is really possible in marketing, which I think a lot of people don't think is true. They probably look at our website and my little slogan that says, exponential growth for financial professionals. And the reality is, if you do marketing right, exponential growth is absolutely possible. So,
well, we'll get more to what your program is about and how you're helping advisors build up their brand.
Yep.
And use this leverage marketing approach. But I mean, when we joke about it even here in the office, Jeff eats marketing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, it's true. Most of us go home and watch sporting events or, I play poker. I like to do fantasy sports. Jeff has literally got a stack of books that he's reading about whatever and anything and everything. Nights, weekends, holidays. I mean, this is legitimately is your passion.
Yeah, my day job is my hobby. So
yeah,
kind of a fun thing that I get to do both, at the same time. So
interesting, nugget about Jeff is, many years ago when he was a kid, he was a pretty well-respected magician. And this kind of ties into, marketing, because you were having to find ways to get gigs. So, I mean,
right.
Talk to us about, your early days as you're marketing, your talents as a magician. And secondly, tell us about some of your best tricks.
Well, so I had an interest in magic as a kid and got good enough at it, taking lessons and doing stuff for family and friends that people started to, ask me to do birthday parties and things. And it occurred to me that maybe I could turn this into a little bit of a business and give up the paper route, which is ultimately what happened. And came up with some marketing ideas where I was doing free shows in public for groups of kids in the summer that got together for other activities. So the city that I lived in had all these little activity buildings where kids would come and play sports. And so they would schedule me for a little half hour show in the middle of all these daily activities that the community kids were, engaging in. and I'd hand out flyers, you know, offering a special to do a birthday party for them. And next thing you know, I started doing, you know, 4 or 5 birthday parties a weekend at $100 a pop. And you know.
That's insane. I mean, that's huge money, not only as a 10-year-old. I'm not going to put an exact age on you, but this wasn't 10 years ago.
Right. It was a little while ago, So that turned into, that kind of mushroomed into actually doing bigger and bigger events. My parents helped me, you know, promote it with flyers and in the community. And next thing you know, I was doing banquets and, you know, big community events, festivals, that kind of thing. And
you're taking the money you've made and buying bigger, better tricks?
Bigger, better illusions and, getting more training from some of the top magicians in town. And, absolutely. Yeah, so I was buying higher value equipment to grow the business, essentially.
So even at an early age, you kind of clicked that you had to take the money you're making and reinvest it into your magic business.
Right. Yeah. I think because I realized at that point I was doing, larger shows, I had to have stage size illusions. And so I had to reinvest back into the business if people were going to hire me for more of that type of work. So, which is, at 10 years old, I don't know how I figured all this out, but.
What was your calling card? What was your signature trick? Do you remember?
I had a guy that I really idolized, a guy named Doug Henning. Some of you might remember him, but he was kind of a hippie magician that had an illusion called Torn and Restored Newspaper, which I really liked. I thought it was pretty neat, where he would just take the daily paper from that day, page through it, have people pick out an article or an ad or something that they saw as he paged through. He'd tear the thing up, and then instantly it would, pop out as a completely restored paper, and he'd page back through it again. And it was, of course, that current edition. So this is one I saw him do on a television special, and I'm like, I want to learn how to do that. And that became one that I was known for. So,
what's the secret to the illusion, or can you not give away that secret?
I can't tell you that. It's all magic.
You got to send Jeff a piece of business.
I may do that one at one of my upcoming workshops. So, I can't tell it all away right now. So.
Now you've been in the life insurance industry for many years,
about 19 right now.
So 19. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One of the things you and I talk a lot about is advisors misuse the word marketing and really interchangeably and incorrectly use that marketing and advertising, mm-hmm. So talk to us about, really what your philosophy is when you're talking about marketing. You're not talking about a mailer or a seminar. You're talking about message, right? I mean, what your focus is in when you're working with your reps.
Yeah, when we say marketing, I mean, a lot of this comes down to the very basic things. What are you in business for? Why are you in business? Who are you and what's different about you? And how are we going to differentiate you from your competition? Because like any business, if you're a plumber, how do you differentiate your plumbing services from somebody else? Well, we have the same issue as financial professionals, insurance agents, in differentiating, because we largely do a lot of the same things. So what is it that's going to make you unique in your business that attracts people to come and do business with you? A lot of people haven't thought about that. So we try to go back and start from the very beginning, define what it is that we can position them in the market as unique, and then we build on that. So that becomes part of your core messaging that would end up in any of the advertising that you might do, whether that's radio ads, direct mail, you name it. But if you don't have that core message that gives you some differentiation, good luck. That's why a lot of turnkey marketing programs don't work. So if you call up RME and they have this, bland, generic seminar mailer, a lot of those may or may not work that well, and they have a declining ROI over time, because as more and more people see it, it's not unique. It doesn't really compel people to even open them. A lot of times they just throw them out. They're like, oh yeah, it's one of those financial advisor dinner seminar mailers again. And if you're 65, you're getting a bunch of those from a lot of different advisors, probably the exact same one. Well, what's somebody going to choose yours over another, other than timing at that point?
So it's, you know, when you're working with advisors that largely have not thought about it or, you know, crafted, you know, what you call their unique selling proposition, what makes them unique in their marketplace, and why should people want to do business with them over the guy down the street?
Yeah.
But, you know, do you find that a lot of advisors, or is it hard to find advisors that want to put in the work to address or work on their message?
You know, I've talked to a lot of advisors that think it's something they should do, and they've kind of known they should probably do this for quite a few years, but they just never have gotten around to doing it. And I get it. I get why. It's hard work. It's not an easy task to figure this stuff out. But the ones that do, you know, have the potential for that exponential growth in their business, because this stuff is leverage. Even though it seems like a minor thing to figure out what makes you unique in your market, it's probably the biggest thing there is.
So, sure. What was your unique selling proposition many years ago as Magician Jeff?
You know, I think I was probably just the magician that would come to your house. So
okay,
that was really the, you know,
hey,
that made house calls.
Sometimes it's just about practicality.
Right. Yep. I don't think it was much more than that. I hadn't quite figured some of this stuff out yet either. So, but that was enough to make it work. So,
well, here at ECA Marketing, you know, we're supporting financial advisors, and our focus is selling fixed life insurance and annuities.
Mm-hmm.
As many of our listeners know, they are already doing business with us or have looked at doing business with us. We put a huge priority on offering sales programs and marketing support to our advisors.
Yep.
Quantum Marketing has been a program that about 2 years now has been made available to our advisors.
Publicly available, yeah. It started before that, but it was really just the folks that I was working with. And then we rolled it out as a company-wide initiative.
So, yeah, and it's just worth pointing out, Quantum Marketing Radio gives Jeff and I a chance to introduce you to different marketing experts around the country. You know, Quantum Marketing System, that's Jeff's baby. That is all of these pieces that we're going to get a little more in-depth about how we help you build that message.
Yeah, a lot of the guests that we've had on previous episodes are people that I've read their books or that I'm a fan of theirs and learned some valuable marketing message or technique or strategy from. So, and that'll continue to be the case, I think, in future episodes. So,
and it's a evolving process. I mean, I think you would be the first to admit in the 2 years that you've made this public, there are things about the program that have not worked.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the thing with marketing is that there's always going to be trial and error. There's always going to be stuff that doesn't end up working, and you just have to learn to stay the course and make those refinements over time as things don't work. And a lot of stuff, you know, you may have been doing some, you know, dinner seminars and found that at some point, you know, that worked for years and years, and then it started to extinguish and didn't work. So not all marketing works forever either. Now, I do think there are a few timeless principles that are able to transcend that normal, you know, cycle where, you know, a direct mail campaign stops working. And that really is strategic partnerships and joint ventures, which is why I focus a lot on that, because that's one of the most timeless ways humans have done business since the beginning of commerce, is working through other people that have connections. So, and we're just doing it in a more systematic way. So, in my opinion, you get the most leverage that you can get in any kind of marketing, because it doesn't extinguish, is to put an investment of time and effort into building joint ventures and strategic partnerships.
Quantum Marketing circa 2017 is a much different program than Quantum Marketing circa 2015. And I think it's important just to talk a little bit more about the evolving pieces of what you're doing with the advisors you support. Specifically, let's talk about authority.
Okay.
This is an initiative where we're helping advisors really be able to brand and increase their credibility online and have a better online presence.
Yeah, I mean, not all businesses require you to have a high degree of trust and authority with your clients. You know, if I'm selling groceries down the road, you know, the grocery store probably doesn't need to have the same sort of authority that a financial advisor does. So most people are probably not going online and checking out the grocery store before they go buy, pick up some bread at the grocery store. But when they're going to move their assets to you or make a major financial decision that impacts their entire financial future, it's a different story. And so to be effective in your market, you really need to come across as an expert and probably the expert in your market in something, in something that your market cares about. And so the authority program is really built to do just that, is to help take somebody through some of the stuff that we used to do in our just in our workshop, the Quantum Marketing University. We're taking some of those things and helping people get that market positioning, get clear on who their ideal client is, and then start integrating that into a process where we really take over that first page of Google using strategically placed press releases on strategically selected topics, so that when the client or prospective client goes online and does their vetting, which we know statistically about 85% of the time they're going to do, either before or after they meet you.
So 85% of people meet with a financial advisor. The first thing they do is they get on the computer, Google, and see what comes up.
Yep, that's either before or after, but they're going to do it. So we know that for sure. And if what comes up there is nothing, we've got a problem.
And there are a lot of advisors that I work with that don't have, there is no presence. There is, you Google them online and nothing.
Yeah,
no website, no, not even a LinkedIn profile sometimes. Yeah. It shocks me.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's hard to have a whole lot of credibility with somebody that hasn't met you when that's how you're showing up today. And that's a huge piece of the consumer buying process today, is to go online and see if you exist. You know, and if you don't, if there's a black hole there, that's undermining your credibility just from having nothing. So nothing is not neutral. Nothing is negative. And that's an important piece of the, you know, understanding, is that they have to have certain pieces on the internet to support their actual credibility as an advisor. Because you may have, you know, all the designations in the world. You may be the best and brightest guy with an MBA and really know what you're doing and can transform people's financial lives. But if you show up online with nothing, you don't have a whole lot of credibility. And you better be able to get business entirely through your contacts then.
So are people just searching to see that you're there? Or how in-depth are they digging into your website or what they can find online about you?
You know, I think it starts with, are you there? But, you know, the problem is, what if you only have your own website? Well, everybody knows that if I have my own website, that it's meant to try to sell you. So the messages that I have on my website, sure, I can say some things about myself and my business, but the clients already have a little arm's length reaction to anything that we put there, because they know that the purpose of that website is to sell them on working with you. And so that's why we like to use third-party sources of information, like a press release, because they see something on Yahoo Finance, they don't feel initially that pushback that, hey, I need to be skeptical here because this is your website and you're saying this about yourself. Even though we might be actually, in fact, saying all this stuff about ourselves, we're just doing it through a third-party source that lends itself to having more credibility.
So let's get into the weeds a little bit about this. So you're talking about not only having a website when you do the search, but having press releases or news articles show up. How can you make that happen for somebody? I mean, what is the actual process where this press release is making it onto Yahoo Finance and showing up as a search result for that rep?
So in building the program, we have an agreement with a firm that has a syndication network and professional press release writers that we work with to craft your message and series of messages that what I call the, for any of you that have, you know, been through any of my training or know anything about my sales philosophy, you probably heard me talk about action selling. You maybe even listened to the podcast with Dwayne Sparks, the founder of action selling. We're using those five buying decisions that they teach in action selling to structure the press releases around. So salesperson, company, product, price, and time to buy. These are decisions that people make consciously or unconsciously about doing business with you. If they have any fear, uncertainty, or doubt in any one of those five areas, they will not do business with you. So what we're trying to do is, by establishing this whole first page of Google across these five buying decisions with messages that address each of these five buying decisions, is to subconsciously pre-sell the prospects on working with you so that they don't have that fear, uncertainty, or doubt about each of those areas. Now, obviously, when they come in contact with the advisor, they're going to also reinforce those same things, but we start off online before they even know you.
How much does the advisor have to bring to the table in terms of what they want that message to be, or is that where the professional press release writers are helping them craft that?
They mostly translate what we help them put together. So, you know, when they work with me, I basically help them, you know, like we said, get clarity on their market, really craft a decent USP so that we know what their differentiated and unique positioning in that market should be. And then we translate that into those five buying decisions, and the press release writers actually write the messaging for us. We'll edit it usually, typically in conjunction with the advisors, but it starts with, yeah, the foundational stuff that I do.
It sounds expensive. I mean, how much is the advisor expecting to pay to put together a program like this?
You know, I think it's pretty cheap, relatively speaking. You know, you can probably go find people to write press releases and syndicate those, and, you know, with some of the major companies out there, and you'll probably spend about $1,000 a press release to have one written and syndicated. You know, we have a package, actually a couple of different packages, but one of the packages is just a little over $2,000 for 7 press releases. We have another that's a little over $3,000 for 12 press releases. So it's a bargain in my book. You know, and obviously agents that do business with ECA obviously get the potential to have that reimbursed through production. So
is it important for the advisor to have this series of press releases? I'm kind of thinking in my head, you can't just do one and be done with it. Talk to us about the need for multiple releases, as that helps achieve the goal of the branding and the credibility.
Yeah, marketing isn't an event, it's a process. So, you know, if you do one, that's helpful. but to be honest, I mean, it's like, you know, are you going to do one push-up and expect to be, you know, Iron Man? I mean, it's just not going to happen. So it's the same thing with marketing. We're kind of building our marketing presence over time. It's like doing multiple push-ups. You're going to have a lot better result over time by having multiple press releases out there, following our formula, and really taking over that whole first page of Google. So, you know, when somebody does search for you, the messaging is there, but it's all on third-party sources, all about you telling the story we want to tell.
Great. Louis Hillman here with Jeff Thompson. Double duties today as the co-host and guest. We're talking about Quantum Marketing System. We'll take a quick break and be right back after these quick messages.
It's time for you to take charge of how your business appears on the internet. Potential clients are researching your name and business the moment you hang up the phone. They want to see your website and confirm that you are credible. The ECA Footprint Kit is the perfect quick start solution to help you create a positive online presence that'll give your clients confidence in doing business with you. Start being proactive on how you appear online by signing up for the ECA Footprint Kit today. Find out more information at www.ecafootprintkit.com or call your ECA marketer at 800-356-4189.
And welcome back to Quantum Marketing Radio. I'm Louis Hillman alongside the Leverage Marketing Guy.
Hey, Jeff Thompson here.
Yeah, and again, we are talking to Jeff about his program, Quantum Marketing, so he's out of the co-host seat into the hot seat of getting interviewed here. Having a great conversation, a lot of fun to pick Jeff's brain because, again, you know, no joke, I mean, this guy, his hobby is marketing.
It is true. This is true. You've seen videos in my library, some of you, so you know. Most of those are marketing books, so.
So we just had a great review there of the Quantum Authority Package and press releases and helping advisors brand their you know, their credibility online, increase their online presence. I want to transition now and talk to specifically about the high ticket life sales program. That's something that is going to be a huge focus for our team this coming year. And, you know, frankly, we've helped advisors sell massive life insurance cases. And we're talking six-figure commissionable target premium cases with this strategy. And, you know, nobody else is doing anything like this. So let's, you know, what are the unique elements of the high ticket life program? And, you know, who are ideal prospects for our advisors to be talking to about this concept?
Well, I guess let's just kind of start with, if we go back to the very beginning, really a lot of high ticket is really basic quantum marketing. So we still start off with, if you're trying to approach that market and that isn't a market you've been in, we're going to need to do some foundational work to make sure that your messaging is consistent with attracting the kind of clients that would be suitable for that kind of business. So that's where it goes back to authority and some of those authority principles that we just talked about, so that if you're trying to enter this new market space of selling large ticket life to business owners typically, or high net worth individuals who are often business owners, you're going to need to make sure that we have that authority positioning.
Yeah, well, let's dive into the distribution solution. This is the strategy that is leading to these large life sales. It is very specific to working with business owners who are nearing retirement. They're looking at the distribution phase, mm-hmm. Of their lives. And, you know, if the advisor, again, going back to this idea, 85% of people are typing in the Google search bar.
Right.
If that advisor does not look like they work in that space,
not likely you're going to get any business. It's the guys that I feel like I've, you know, worked with that have struggled. They typically are the jack of all trades. So they're doing PNC and health insurance and Medicare supplement, and then they're trying to sell some annuities and life insurance. There isn't much of a focus, and they look like a smorgasbord. Well, you know, if I am in need of brain surgery, do you think I'm going to go to a general practitioner?
Yeah,
probably
not.
So it's the same idea. If you want to sell high ticket life, you can't be the general practitioner, because those folks are not going to go to you. They will not seek you out.
Sure. Now,
you might be able to write some business from time to time, but they will not think that you're a credible source if you look like you're the jack of all trades.
Well, I mean, if you're going to, you know, write a check for $100,000 a year life premium,
mm-hmm.
you are going to feel much more confident making that decision with somebody that, from your perspective, specializes in that space.
Exactly.
Now, that's interesting. So our advisors are a lot of times jacks of all trades. They do a lot of different things. They work in a lot of spaces. So how do you help brand that person as an expert in this very specific strategy for a very specific market? We're looking at 50 to 70 year olds that have a large qualified plan through their business. Again, that is very narrow in who we're targeting.
Yeah, I mean, the concept itself, I guess we should probably talk a little bit about what that is, but it's a qualified life concept. So we're able to access qualified dollars and purchase life insurance inside of a qualified plan. The nice thing about that is that, you know, a lot of folks might love what we're showing them in terms of a solution, but don't want to have to write the check to buy the policy. And so if they can use existing dollars they have set aside that maybe they don't feel like are deployed in the best possible way, this gives them a way to do that with existing dollars. And so it's much easier to get the funding for it because we're using dollars that already exist.
And it's a tax sale. I mean, it's a tax saving focus.
There's
strategy.
A definite tax component to it because of the way that we do this. We're able to actually convert that qualified account, the dollars that go into buying this life insurance, into a non-qualified account on a tax advantage basis, sometimes saving people as much as 40% on already tax deferred dollars, which is a very powerful positioning. Yeah, as part of quantum marketing, you might already know this from listening to our podcast or having been to any of my workshops. We're all about differentiation across the board. So that first impression the client has of you, the sales process that you're using with them, the strategies and tactics that you're showing them, the product even that you're using, is largely going to be stuff that not everybody else has seen. So if you're different in all those four quadrants, or people are going to experience you as completely different from other advisors. And this is just one of those pieces of the puzzle. You know, we have several other concepts that are not widely known that have powerful value proposition to the client that are just tools in the toolbox, just like this distribution solution idea.
So prospect, you know, is going to meet with the advisor, has already met with the advisor. You know, you've presented this very niche strategy. What do you want that prospect to find online about that advisor that helps support them as a distribution solution expert?
Well, this goes back to those five buying decisions that we talk about. You know, with the authority program, we would like them to first come across as more than a two-dimensional person that offers financial services. So, you know, most advisors, you go online and you don't know much about who they are or what kind of person they are. And that's probably more important than what you can do for them in some cases. You know, the actual work that you're going to do for them is that they believe you're a decent person and that they can trust you. You know, and then what you do for them is next most important. So we start off with just, you know, a lot of this positioning is this a person that, you know, contributes to the community in any way? Are they, do they have integrity? How do we show that online first? Later we get into, you know, maybe those markets that they're targeting. So we have messaging that's maybe about the concept or the tax positioning so that people think, okay, this is somebody that can help me with advanced tax strategies and savings over a long haul. Not maybe just this year's tax return, but can position me to dramatically improve my tax positioning. So that's a big piece of the authority that we want them to have. It's also part of this whole high ticket model. That's really the one that we built for our top producer. And it's really, we're sharing that with other people now.
Sure. Yeah, it's exciting. And obviously we'll have more details to come in coming weeks and months, but there's going to be a mentorship component to this.
Yes. Yes. Where we'll actually have our top life producer involved with helping mentor people. You bet.
You know, as you put together your plans for 2017, you know, give us just some of the simple things that you think advisors can be doing and how we can be helping them really start addressing these gaps in how they are presenting themselves to their clients and prospects, and, you know, where do they start?
Well, I mean, I think the very first place that most people need to start is that they have to commit to doing marketing. I mean, to be honest with you, there's a lot of agents that they either don't have a marketing budget or they don't have a marketing plan. They're chasing, you know, every FMO's little shiny object. And so they've got five different shiny objects that they've looked at in the last 2 years, and none of them have worked because they've bounced around, and none of them have done the foundational work to get their market messaging and their positioning done correctly.
They're chasing the advertising before they address the marketing.
Correct. Yeah. So going back to what you had asked earlier, and I don't think I fully answered that, but you know, radio ads, television, direct mail, these are just channels of communication. The messaging is really the marketing. Those are just advertising. So once we have the message down, it doesn't matter how we disseminate that message, whether it's through email or direct mail or through a radio ad. But you have to have that foundational marketing positioning and messaging built first. So this is where I think a lot of people go wrong, because they want some sort of a turnkey solution that's just packaged in a little box and handed to them. And the reason a lot of those don't work is because of exactly that. What does that do to differentiate you? Nothing. You know, it's just another system that probably works to a certain degree. And, you know, I have a saying that I like to repeat today here, which is that all marketing works for someone, but no marketing works for everyone. And you need to have unique marketing around you and your business and your philosophy and your differentiation that you bring to the table, not somebody else's. And that's the problem with most of these prepackaged turnkey programs, is that they don't ever get to the core of what's unique about you and your business and how to position it against the competition.
For advisors that are listening, and you know, we're going to continue releasing these podcasts. Our goal is one a month.
Yep.
We actually have a bunch of them already recorded and will be released,
yep,
you know, in coming weeks. So from the this piece of it, expect to keep hearing from Jeff and I.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of fun doing this. But, you know, somebody that has not checked out your program, what's the next step? Is there a website that they should get on? How do they find out, you know, kind of how they can get more involved with what you're doing and mentoring on?
Bunch of different ways. You know, we'll probably have a bunch of webinars coming up over the next 12 months, launching some of these things more formally. But right now you can go to quantummarketingsystem.com and learn about pretty much everything that I'm doing. There's also some automated and live webinars that you can access through that website. And of course, always talk to your ECA marketer. That's another great way to do that. So give ECA marketing a call and ask for your life or annuity marketer.
And, you know, I mean, we want a chance to earn your business. And I think that what Jeff is doing is showing our commitment to helping you build your business. So I, you know, to me, that's worth, hey, give us a shot at your next case. We are committed to helping you build your practice.
To me, there's nothing more fun than helping somebody to double, triple, or quadruple their business. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like the touchdown for me. So I really get a lot of satisfaction out of helping agents get this stuff in place, which I know is a lot of difficult work. And, you know, for those of you who've worked with me, you know how hard it is to get some of this stuff figured out. But once we do, the payoff can be spectacular. So it's definitely worth the wait. It's worth the effort. You know, and for those of you out there trying to get joint ventures, who I know, you know, have struggled, some of you folks, again, it's the same story. The guys that have stuck it out and eventually found that right partner, just takes one, their business explodes. So, you know, there is a reason why I'm a big advocate of that, and part of it is because it's a way to bootstrap your business where you don't have the cost up front, you know, zero marketing costs up front, and you really only have to pay for business, and it's a legal way to do it in at least 30 states, and we even have a way to do it in all 50 states with some other tools. You know, it's well worth pursuing that. So, yeah, it's fun to help you. I mean, I love to see you guys have success.
Yeah, well, any lasting thoughts, anything you wanted to go out on today?
You know, I think if anything, you guys already do stuff that's unique. You just haven't been paying attention to it. And so sometimes it helps to have someone else have their set of eyes on what you're doing to help you see how you're different in the marketplace. And that's a lot of what I do, is really, I'm just looking at what they're already doing and identifying what it is they're already doing that's unique. They just haven't really uncovered that and put that into their messaging. So,
well, you are doing fantastic work. I know how many hours you put in during the workday and after hours with the advisors that you support. And, you know, they are lucky to have you. And, you know, you're lucky, listeners, to have the opportunity to help Jeff help you build your practice. So get on ECA's website, get registered for these upcoming webinars, talk to your marketers, and find out how you can take advantage of these tools. Quantum Marketing System, it is a way to absolutely, we've already done it for advisors, realize exponential growth in your practice for 2017.
Yeah, it's really not just hype. It's just, it only works for the people that work.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like anything in life, you get out of it what you put into it.
For sure. Yep. Well, thanks for having me on as a guest.
Yeah, you passed the test.
All right.
You're actually probably a better guest than co-host.
That might be true. All right.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, we appreciate it. Appreciate what you do. And thank you for listening to Quantum Marketing Radio. I'm your host, Louis Hillman. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for downloading our podcast. Find out more about the Quantum Marketing System at quantummarketingsystem.com.